Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. John Fox is our guest, 20-year member of our Brain Trust, original founding member, tax attorney by profession, also professor at Mount Holyoke College in Southampton, South Hadley, I should say, Massachusetts, just over the notch from Amherst. And he's the author of If Americans Really Understood Their Income Tax, which is a groundbreaking book that we launched here on the show. Hey, John, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about the tax bill, folks, and the tax current tax situation, some improvements that could be made. John, they're working on what they're calling Tax Reform 2.0. What do you think the chances are that they'll get something done that you might like?
Well, I don't think they'll get anything done under circumstances now. We're going to have to see the election. But just an overall couple of comments on the tax reform of 2017. You were talking about the unfairness of treating corporations getting this huge tax break, huge reduction versus small businesses. Tax policy should not be based on temporary changes in the law which expire. And all of the reduction in taxes for individuals will expire in 2025.
That's right. It's ridiculous.
And whereas none of the tax breaks for corporations expire, they're permanent. So here is Congress enacting permanent tax breaks, huge tax breaks, yep, for corporations, and saying to individuals, we'll give you some breaks, but in 2025, unless we do something, and we, of course, promise to help you out, but your taxes are going to go way up.
See, this is ridiculous. John, you make an excellent point. Let me throw something else out at you. Not only is that temporary, but that temporary cut actually has made thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, maybe a million, I don't know how many, small businesses, higher revenue small businesses, wonder if they should change from sub-S to C-Corp. No tax policy should ever make a small business owner have to make that decision.
Absolutely. In fact, when I was young, Jim, I went to give a talk to the Prince George's County Medical Society, and at that time, professionals couldn't incorporate, and therefore they couldn't get the benefits of pension,
right,
and profit sharing plans, health, and all the rest, because of a regulation. And I really, in a way, made my practice. I went before them, and I said, I think that is unlawful. I think the IRS is going, the Treasury is going to withdraw those regulations, and I think you can incorporate. And doctors and others poured into my practice. 3 months later, the regulations were declared void. But until that time, professionals couldn't incorporate. Again, arbitrary changes.
Right.
What I worry about when I come to the 2017 Act, I worry enormously about the annual deficit, because we are a country that has built up enormous debt. And at some point, when interest rates begin to rise, they're going to consume an increasing portion of our GDP. And this 2017 Act is likely to produce about $1 trillion of deficits beginning next year. And it's unsustainable.
Reminding people, though, John, over the last several years, when we've had deficits, we've also had record income, record
yes,
tax receipts. So it's obvious now. It's clear. There's no debate anymore about this. As they say, this is settled science. America doesn't have a tax deficit problem. We have a spending problem.
Well, the deficits, deficit spending makes sense when the economy is hurting. But deficit spending when the economy is strong, which it is now, is, I mean, it's the time that you begin to save money rather than and reduce debt. But
well, but see, that's like telling a drug addict, well, you got plenty of drugs here. Stop taking drugs, right? They're not going to do that. This is their drug.
Yeah, no, and so we're going to look at Medicare and Social Security. I hope I can come on your program to talk about sensible revisions of Medicare and Social Security.
We need to do that. Let's do that next time. Would you make a note of that?
I will.
Hey, John, thanks for 20 great years.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's been very mutual.
Very much. John Fox, ladies and gentlemen. JohnOfox.com. Is that right, John? JohnOfox.com.
Well, the best is the number 10taxquestions.com.
There you go. The number 10taxquestions.com. It's John Fox. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.